Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Lost in Translation Mon. This time we're covering Digimon Adventure : 2020, episode 43, Clash, the King of Digimon. I'm May, and I'm joined by the lovely Quinn.
Hi!
And of course, the equally lovely Evie.
Hey-o.
So, just a quick bit of housekeeping. I just moved houses, like, this weekend.
Housekeeping.
So I've been moving all weekend. Yeah, housekeeping, ha ha ha. Well, more like townhouse keeping. But anyway, so I moved house, so I'm kind of exhausted. I've been up since, like, 4 just unpacking and moving things from, like, the old house. And also, I mentioned this a little bit on Twitter and various different bits of social media, but there is an HFC shortage at the moment, which means that no new NBN, which is like our internet network, is like no installations are happening for the NBN because of this shortage. So that means that because the house that I bought is a brand new house, never lived in, it doesn't have the NBN set up.
Sorry, I'm American. I do not have internet. HFC is high fructose corn syrup.
It's like a chip.
Gotcha.
Like an electronics thing, but it's not the high fructose corn syrup.
There's a high fructose corn syrup shortage.
Maybe that it's both.
I wish that were true.
Maybe they just put in the corn syrup in the modem. I don't know.
Oh, anyway, that's where the magic smoke gets put in. Duh.
And that is how the internet is made.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a series of tubes.
At the moment, at the moment, I'm using phone internet. I'm just using my mobile phone for internet at the moment. I will be organizing a 4G router to give myself enough internet so it's not, I don't have to just use a Wi-Fi hotspot from my phone all the time. And also because if I have a 4G modem connected to my router, I'll be able to put the website back up. So that's exciting, but that should be arriving soon.
Have you ever considered moving to AWS?
I actually like self-hosting. Like, I really do like
that's fair.
My own hosting.
I do too. I just was curious.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of different hosting ones. Like, there's AWS, but there's also DigitalOcean, which one wonderful listener actually said that I could use his DigitalOcean server that he had spare. But I was kind of like, the configuration was different for the way I set up my website, and it would have been too much to migrate it, and then I would only have to migrate it back like in a month or two when the installation can take
that
place.
Makes
but
sense.
Yeah. So I have just decided to keep it, and if I don't work out the 4G modem, if it doesn't connect enough for the website, then I just won't have the website up for a few months, which isn't too bad. So if you're looking for the website and for the link dump, we will not have, we'll have a link dump linked in the description, but it will
not work.
Probably go to a 404 page, or at least we'll go for a 404 page for the next 24, 48 hours, depends on whenever things arrive. But anyway, so that was my little bit of housekeeping. I'm exhausted. I want to go to bed and have a bath because my entire body is just complaining that I've just been moving up. By the way, moving in torrential rain is really hard. Moving in torrential rain, especially when you have stairs to the property and then also upstairs because it's a two-story townhouse.
Two-floory.
It's just two-floory. I meant to say floors and then I meant to say story and I said floory, but I guess that works. You know what
three
I meant.
Three-floory, five
anyway,
me.
My leggies hurt. But anyway, so all that out of the way, we can move on to the show. So right away, I should probably make it clear that I went into this episode watching it like maybe, I think I finished watching it like 20 minutes ago or
Same.
Half an hour ago, just before doing the podcast. Usually I watch it 7 hours before the podcast, and that's because obviously the aforementioned moving of house, I didn't only got the chance to do it now. See, I can barely do words, so the outro is going to be fun today, but the episode more or less was spoiled to me, so I am a moderator on the Digimon subreddit, and I actually post the weekly discussion threads. So I was just getting notifications popping up all the time saying, hey, Ponchomon though, and I was like, oh, Ponchomon shows up, and then someone said, oh, so was anyone else not expecting Palmon to evolve to Ponchomon after Palmon vored Patamon? It's like, oh, okay. That's just the entire episode.
Palmon
was
stole
just
Tokomon's
to
teeth.
Yep.
And
it.
Yes,
it's
and,
the best.
Yeah, yeah. But also, I'm not sure if you know, but I mean, I didn't have time to do my usual just double checking of my facts, but I'm fairly certain Ponchamon is Patamon with the Digimental of Sincerity.
It is.
Slash purity. So...
I double checked it because I thought it was as well, and it is, and I'm so happy.
Yeah. So that definitely happened from Vore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like...
Vore and the Rhythms.
Yeah, and also Patamon's leg was still sticking out of, like, yes! Palmon's Venus flytrap, which was adorable, by the way. And also very surprising that the animators actually remembered that. So yeah, this whole episode was spoiled to me, so I think I probably enjoyed it less than I would have because I already knew what was going to happen. So I already had my... Yeah, which is good. This would have been a great episode to not have spoiled, but it was spoiled.
It's so good.
So I was really happy that we get, like, another split evolution. And this is something that is surprising.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have Palmon go to, I don't know, Rosemon and, you know, be the queen of Digimon. And then no, we just did something actually unexpected.
Yeah, which is great. And this isn't something that I knew because it was in any virtual pets or because it was in the Colin Digivice toy. This is something that's completely...
It's just
like surprising. Like we don't... It's completely new, which is... I'm just really happy about this. Like the show is actually remembering that...
Yeah, spoiler, this is my favorite episode of the season. Like hands down. Yeah, like...
Spoiler, I didn't rank it as the highest, but I probably should just because I feel like the only reason that I didn't rank it as my highest episode was because I found out that Ponchamon was in this episode 7 hours ago, and that was like, what, 6 hours before I watched the episode. So I had 6 hours to sort of come to the terms of this split evolution, and so when it happened, I was just kind of like, okay, I kind of knew, I was just waiting for it to happen, like, it. I just, the whole episode, I was like, Maracas, cool, because Ponchamon, yay,
I'm feel so like, you sorry know, that got really... spoiled, because that's a real shame.
Yeah, and I'm not someone who cares about spoilers, like, usually I can still enjoy an episode with knowing what will happen, but... This one in particular, because it was such a surprise, like, this is a really surprising thing to happen because, first of all, it's not Tai Chi getting the split evolution.
That's true.
And it's not one of the angel kids, because we just know that they can do whatever. It was Mimi, and we know that the writers, well, some writers apparently just really like Mimi because they give her probably the best episodes, but...
Debatable.
Yeah, it was just kind of... I wish it wasn't. Like, usually I have my phone on Do Not Disturb, but because I was moving, like, to and from houses just in case, like, my partner needed to call me or, I don't know, someone needed to contact me, I couldn't have it on Do Not Disturb.
Sure, sure.
So, yeah, I kind of had to have the notifications just popping up, just and I'm not shame. Just going to turn off the Yeah, I could have turned off the notifications, but I didn't care. Like, I didn't really have the time to go into Reddit, like,
on average, you don't care that much.
Yeah. But also, I didn't expect something like this to happen.
Exactly. Yeah, like, on average, it doesn't matter if Digimon gets spoiled, because Digimon doesn't normally matter. Like...
Yeah. Like, this isn't the first time that an episode's been spoiled to me because of of seeing the Reddit notification. But it never... Like, it's never worth even mentioning. Like, oh, I knew it was happening, but, like, I'm fairly certain, like, the Soaring Hope episode, I already kind of knew that Pegasus was showing up because it was Soaring Hope, but the actual validation that it was actually happening was spoiled to me, and I was like, okay. But, yeah. So this one, a bit of a warning before is just because I think that I probably just didn't enjoy this episode as much as I would have if it wasn't spoiled, which is a really rare thing for me because, as I said before, I don't really care that much about spoilers, but this episode is a bad one to be spoiled for.
Yeah, because I just thought the Maracas were cool and I thought we were going to have Koshiro come in with something off the USB stick. Excuse me, the product placement.
Product placement. Yeah, the DIM. But this also makes me really excited because with the DIM cards, we have Agumon has one and Gabumon has one, and they're called the Digimon Adventure EX series. So I can only imagine that we'll be getting ones for each of the chosen children. And that means that if we get a Palmon one, that means Ponchomon is probably raisable. So that's pretty cool.
That'll be very good.
And, yeah, so that'd be really cool if, you know, everyone
being like,
gets
this isn't about power. Ponchamon's just really grooving.
Yeah, I kind of liked that. But I guess we should probably move on to the episode. But yeah, just a bit of a warning. Yeah, I got spoiled for this episode. So usually I like to think about, hey, what are my thoughts about this episode before I start? And I was kind of like, oh no, I already know what's going to happen. Like, I can kind of put all the pieces together. But it was still, I didn't guess Vore.
A last note. Like, I will honestly say, we stan Palmon as a gender fluid icon.
Yeah, basically, which is wonderful. Like, sometimes you just want to be a giant king, and sometimes you want to be a giant queen. You can be both. Mm-hmm.
You can be the fairy princess, or the bondage dom, or the king. It's great.
Or just the non-binary cactus who punches things.
Uh-huh, also true. And then says random Spanish. Mucho amigo jalapeno.
Yeah, Mimi's Spanish was so precious in a sort of, like, not in, like, a racist way, like, oh, she just saying these things because it's you know, she, that's all she knows, but, and I don't, it felt genuine. It didn't feel like...
Oh, no, it was very cute, I thought.
Yeah, she wasn't playing the stereotype, I think, is what I meant to say. Like, she's not being, like, a racist person, like, picking on stereotypes.
There was no real attempt to, like, pretend to be Spanish at all, or, whatever culture you would want to ascribe the Spanish language to.
Yeah, which is a lot, because the Spaniards did... Because the Spaniards did invade.
They did a lot of rape.
Yeah. So did the English and the Spaniards kind of just had fun. Like, and by fun I mean invaded a lot. Yep. But anyway, so we just have some Spanish and it's pretty cool. But yeah, I guess we'll just move on to the overall synopsis. But yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure I'll enjoy this, but I would have enjoyed it more if I hadn't been spoiled. But anyway, so the
spoiled.
Episode starts
This is
with,
foreshadowed. Yeah. By the avocado cheeseburger.
I guess.
I'm just being dumb. It's fine.
I mean, poncho one is also green and avocado is green.
I was thinking guacamole.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That is good. That is good. I get it now.
Foreshadowing.
Speaking of cactus, by the way, I have a cactus, right? And when I was moving house, I decided to just put my finger on it. So I had to remove, like, the spurs from a cactus from my thumb, which was really not fun. I ended up using some tape to remove the last bits that I couldn't pull out. But anyway, that's my cactus-related story.
Well, there you
go. That was my partner's sort of input, was like, just use some sticky tape. I'm like, that is a lot easier than just me, like, trying to pick out the last, like, few. But anyway, so I had a bad mishap with a cactus today, or a cacti. One or the other. My brain's not working today.
I'm a cactus.
Don't even attempt to correct me. I'm just so tired. Anyway, so the characters are going towards Faga because they have to. It's the plot. And Talmon says that the landscape is different and wonders if the lightning has also changed the land. So there's our little bit of, hey, why aren't we having plot? Oh, because we may or may not be lost in this episode. Then we get to see that Edamon is performing a concert to some Garzimon, which is great because they're the same, like, he's always had Garzimon as kind of like his posse and, like, fans, it's great. And also Nanimon. And I'm kind of, like, on the fence whether or not I like or don't like the fact that it's a different song to what he had in the original. Like, I was expecting the da-na-na-na-na-na-na that we got in the original, the Love Serenade song, but... I don't know why I was expecting that, because that was in the original. And I guess it's the same thing as the people say, hey, where's Braveheart whenever Digimon evolves in this series? But I expected it. So I'm kind of like, oh, it's cool that we got new music, but it's also like, oh, I really... His original song's so catchy.
It's true. On the other hand, it turned into epic rap battles of history, so I'm pretty okay with it.
Yeah, and I like that too. And also, okay, I'm not sure if it's just me, because I'm just... so exhausted, but did the start, like, the intro to the song that he was playing start a little bit of a little bit of it, like, at first I thought Eminem, but when I listened to it again, when it was played later on, I thought it just sounded like the start of Hey Digimon.
I've got no idea.
I'm not sure.
I would have to go back and listen.
Crazy.
So.
Don't know.
I can't appreciate the, I guess, Japanese rap as well. Because I don't know Japanese.
No, I'm talking about, like, the music. No, like, before there's any, like, lyrics.
Anything that made me think, oh, that's Hey Digimon.
I did not either,
there's, like,
but...
a riff at the start. I don't know why. It just struck me as something from the original Digimon soundtrack from the dub, which is just... It's kind of similar in the way that the Digimon Pendulum commercial sounds like the English Digimon opening, like, Mon Mon Digimon Pendulumon, sounds a little bit like it, but anyway, maybe I'm going insane. I'm probably going insane. I'm very tired. Anyway, so Garzimon all get changed into their Edamon suits, which is great. I don't know why, I just really appreciate it, because they're wearing clothes, and
it should have been Betsumon, though.
No.
Yeah.
The group of Betsumon suddenly dressing up as Edamon.
No.
I think, no. Betsumon is disturbing.
That's... This is true.
This is the second time you brought up Betsumon in 2 days, and I don't.
Sorry, I'm looking at a picture of Betsumon because I was messaging a friend sent the picture to. I needed to inflict Betsumon on a friend of mine.
That is a noble act, but
don't
also
do it to
why?
Me as well. I don't want to see Betsumon.
Nobody wants to see Betsumon. The person who drew Betsumon doesn't want to see Betsumon.
I disagree.
You sent me a picture of Betsumon, and I felt ashamed just because I remembered the name.
That's fair. I had to look up the name because I could not remember, and apparently just, you know, the Digimon that is a Garurumon cosplay does not come up with a lot of SEO.
That's surprising. I feel like a lot of people would Google specifically that.
Oh no, because like, they just wanted to sell me a Tailmon cosplay.
Oh.
Yep. Found out.
That's fair. Anyway, so they have little Edamon suits, which is really cute, not Betsumon suits because that's illegal. And then Volcamon shows up and starts exercising and starts rapping, and the audience now cheer for Volcamon as they work out. And then Edamon says that he thinks entertainment is the key to being the Digimon King, while Volcamon says it's exercise. And then they just decide to battle to work that out. Then back to the group. Tentomon has treasure from the scrap pile from the last episode, and Agumon is sad that he can't eat the steering wheel, which is a big mood. Sometimes I just want to eat the steering wheel too.
Yeah.
Chomps it, and he's like, you can't eat it. And I'm like, thanks, Agumon. That is Agumon's input for the episode, by the way. He just chomps.
You know what? I'm fine with it.
He tries to Digivolve
also,
as well.
He does.
Yeah, badly. And he vomits fire everywhere.
But more importantly, the Giga Destroyer missiles blush and refuse to attack Edamon.
Yeah, I love that so much. I love blushing
crap.
Nipple missiles. Yeah, I just big fan of that.
Blushing nipple missiles is quite a phrase there, Air. I gotta tell ya.
Yeah, well, it's also just a mood. Sometimes you're just a blushing nipple missile. But it's just me. I mean, I could say this in the overall discussion, but I'll probably forget. But did this episode just seem like a weird sort of
fever
not
dream?
Quite fanfic, like fever dream?
It was the
kind
crack
of,
episode.
Like, yeah, it was.
It
like,
was the, what if we just got all the rules and threw them out the window?
That they did at least sort of have reason for that, sort of. But it almost feels like, I don't know why, but I can imagine this be like an animation on Newgrounds.
Yeah, that's, or like just written as someone's AO3 fic.
What it was.
Yeah, like it just.
It was funny.
Yeah, like I said, it was the
it
crack
was
fic episode.
And it's always.
And I'm super here for it.
Mimi gets good episodes.
Mimigo.
That was adorable, by the way.
Oh.
So, speaking Mimigo. Of which, Mimi finds Maracas and Palmon is really excited. She starts saying, Amigo, Amigo, and then she starts saying, Mimigo, and then Palmon is just in love with these Maracas, and it's kind of adorable.
It's the best.
I love Palmon. And then Mimi notices Koshiro's dim card and asks what it is, and Koshiro says it looks like memory storage device, but he hasn't plugged it in yet because of viruses, which is a completely valid thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, to be,
oh.
You know, you don't
Mimi,
plug
I
in
love
random
you, but
USBs.
You have no OPSEC.
Yeah. And then Mimi just takes it and says, oh, well, my grandfather says seeing is believing, and then she just plugs it in, and then their digivices glow.
Once again,
then,
grandpa with bad advice.
Yeah, which. I still really hope that we're going towards the grandpa is actually evil or at least
grandpa
misguided
created
in some
Millennium
way.
Mon.
Yeah, I'm still like grandpa is like.
Please let grandpa
like
be the villain.
Or is Millennium Mon? Yeah, I just I want them to Atmon. I want them to Atmon us so much. And like as soon as they start Atmoning us, then this can be the
this
best season ever.
This episode did
like
kind of Atmon us a little bit.
Yeah,
I've not
yeah,
seen
did,
Atmon.
Because...
You're just saying words at me.
Yeah.
Okay, Atmon continually, like, I would, like, say, oh, I really want this to happen, and then that thing would happen. Like, for example, and no spoilers at all, so don't worry, so we got episode synopses for the upcoming episodes, and one episode in particular, which is coming up in a few weeks, is something that we all wanted to happen, or had talked about, and then we immediately just dismissed it as, that would never happen, that sounds good. Digimon is bad, and then that's not happening ever again, or we're not talking about that. And then an episode that's upcoming, according to synopsis, seems that it may actually be addressing something that we talked about, which is very Atmon of them, because when Jay and I were originally covering Atmon, we kept on going through and saying things like, oh, it could be this, oh, that would never happen because that sounds good. And then Atmon would do it, or Atmon would address something or do something that's different from other series or whatever. It was just really nice. And in this episode, it's the split path evolution or happening for other children. And I was completely sure that it was just never happening for anybody else. We got Pegasusmon as like a once-off because Takeru is a special character. And it was the obvious one. And then also we already know that Pegasusmon is kind of an evolution for Patamon anyway. This is just happening earlier than 02.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, obviously, Taichi and Yamato will always have their special evolutions because they're special. But getting Palmon to have a split evolution, while I know we were kind of like really wanting it to be Bancho Lilymon, this is still fine because it's even more of a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just really nice. So that is very...
I didn't expect there to be an adult divergent evolution again, actually.
Yeah, me neither. I was like, Punchamon's okay, we do get...
ultimate level, based on Wikipedia. Punchamon's ultimate level.
What game is he ultimate level in?
I don't know, but I'm just going to double check this again, because I'm pretty
sure... I don't know if I believe a random wiki article.
It could just be that this episode considered it an ultimate level. It's an
armor level, so it could be.
Oh, yeah.
Armor's weird.
Yeah, but sometimes armor is like armor put is out whatever as like an adult level or something weaker. Yeah. It's
Digimon World DS, it digivolves from Wizardmon while holding a Digego sincerity.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
In Dawn of Dusk, it's an ultimate level.
Oh, yeah.
But same Digimon with, straight from Patamon? That's so weird. Yeah. It's confusing. It could be either.
Yeah, but I think in this case it is probably the same level as Pegasusmon.
Yeah, I would think it's an adult. Or equivalent.
Yeah. What's Digimon New Century?
That is the... I think that's the Chinese mobile game that came out.
Well, in that one, it digivolves from Palmon and can digivolve to Pumpkinmon.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. That is now my favourite evolution path. Anyway, so back to the episode. So Komodomon grinds to a stop because they have, like, approached the rap battle, and then something is wrong with the partner Digimon. Now, I initially thought that this was the dim that was causing this, but apparently it was just happening at the same time.
Yeah, same.
So, which is kind of like, I'm kind of happy that it's the sound waves, because we already know that that was kind of Edamon's power, but this is kind of a little bit weirder. So,
this is better.
It's better. Agumon sets fire to Taichi, Piyomon can't stop flying, Palmon is just a giant flowering plant, like, she's great. And Gomon can't control the marching fishes. Tailmon is just straight up a cat.
Yep. Yay. It's so good.
And she's just like trying to chase the marching fishes, which is adorable. Patamon is a balloon, which is adorable. Gubbamon is like...
it's just gone.
I thought he just became a pelt, but I think he just disappeared. Like he just doesn't... he no longer exists, which means that...
oh, I thought he just hid somewhere.
I thought that it could just be that like his sentience is just the pelt. And this like weirdness just made him not sentient anymore.
No, what?
Because we've seen Gubbamon without his pelt and just a yellow blob. Basically, it looks like Agumon but with less features.
What I got is that these sound waves inhibit their ability to like resist their base desires. So Agumon wants to breathe fire all the time. Gomamon just likes fish and swimming.
Gomamon has to resist.
To be naked, apparently.
You know what? That's valid.
I like this. Yeah, that's really good. So Tentomon just wants to really be a man's eye comedian.
Yes.
That's the best thing
that
ever.
That makes perfect sense.
It was so great. Like, I love all these interpretations. And Patamon just being a balloon is probably the weirdest one, but like, I'm not going to argue with it. Like, he can just be a balloon if he wants. I don't care. He's a snack for Palmon, I guess.
He want to float.
Same. Then, so the children leave the Komodomon and see Edamon and Volcomon, and Koshiro says that the sounds are disrupting their Digimon's behavior. Then Edamon asks if they are the chosen children, and Edamon says that nobody survives after fighting the chosen children, so
they
Edamon
have
and
been doing a genocide
decide
run.
That they have to fight. Yeah, basically. Mm. Which is fair, like... that is a good point. They have been fighting and not really asking many questions and trying to, you know, talk them out of doing a kill.
If everyone I came across tried to vor me, I probably would kill them.
But
like, every time.
I think that's just what happens in this digital world. It's just like vor or be vored.
Vor is the natural order of things.
And also, I'd like to point out that Palmon vored to get good in this episode.
Mm-hmm. I am not clear if that was related.
I think there was a line that seemed that... I swear there was a line, but I can't... I'm so tired, I can't remember what the line was.
I think it's just... It's funny that Patamon got Vought. And also it's like a subtle nod to that Digivolution line.
Maybe, yeah.
Also it's just really funny in the Digivolution sequence when Patamon gets flung out.
Yeah, and that's all I thought that was. But, you know, could be either.
Patamon does armor Digivolve to Punchomon. So it's just like
yeah.
a subtle but, reference for the hardcore fans.
Exactly.
But with carnivorous plants, they have like, when they are eating something, they have... They don't obviously eat it like we do. They kind of excrete, like, a kind of, like, chemical that dissolves and absorbs their prey. So I think that Palmon was just straight up eating Digivore. Him and kind yeah, committed some Digivore and may have absorbed some of his power while she was committing Vore. But, I mean, that's just, like, me knowing something about carnivorous plants. Like, that seems yeah. like...
I like feel like slowly. It's a stretch to think you're supposed to infer that.
I don't want the image of Patamon being dissolved in my head.
No one does. Because, like, if it was just the Edamon music making them evolve differently, the other characters would have evolved differently.
That's fair. I thought it was just the Maraca that does get, you know, also yeah, kind of bored.
She does but bore the Maraca, metaphorically but, like, bored. It just straight up absorbs. But... I don't know, I just... It seems weird that she ate Patamon and then now can evolve into something that Patamon evolves from. And Patamon also has the power to evolve into something other than his set adult level.
Hmm.
Also, Punchimon has Tokomon teeth.
That is yep. true. And I hate it.
Which is just the best. Why am I the only one that loves Tokomon teeth?
I love don't Tokomon know. Teeth.
They're the best.
I love that it's horrifying because, I don't know, I like Togemon. But it's sort of like, it's just kind of like a mouth. And, I mean, okay, Ponchomon's pretty good. I think I prefer Togemon X, though, because it's just Ponchomon, but still Togemon. yeah. Which is just, I don't know. But I'm also easily impressed by Digimon, like, especially when it's like a Palmon episode or a Mimi episode. I'm like, yay!
Mimi's so plants. Good.
So good. Anyway, so we have... Agumon evolving to Greymon because Edamon and Volcamon decide that they will fight them to determine who is the king of the Digimon. And then Greymon's attack doesn't work. Piyomon then evolves but can't stop running, which is hilarious. She just looks like a running chicken. And I love it. And Tentomon's still doing his routine. Gabumon is missing? Question mark.
I love
and it. And Kakumon attacks Joe instead.
I love that just in random this. Shots they have Yamato in the background trying to find Gabumon.
It's so good.
It's adorable. It is so good. And also, like, I'm so glad that Yamato and Taichi also just don't really get to do much this episode. Like, they kind of, like...
thank you. It's, like, the only acknowledgement.
Yeah. Like, Taichi keeps on trying to be the hero. Like, he keeps on saying, okay, we will fight Greymon. Let's go. And then he evolves to Metal Greymon. And then nipple missiles just don't work. It's just...
The nipple it's missiles great. Got seduced.
Yeah, basically, which is a sentence I never thought I'd hear in my own ears, but, like, here we go. It's just, it's great. So Palmon eats Patamon, and it's just,
I'm very sorry about it.
Yeah, she's very sorry. She's just like, I don't know. Like, she doesn't know if she's bored him because she's eaten him with a flower, but...
Yeah, I didn't just, realize I'm Palmon gonna... could do that.
She didn't know either, but now she does, and it's horrifying, but I love it.
She's a plant. It's just... Her base instinct is to grow.
That's fair. I just didn't realize she could be a carnivorous plant.
She is now. I'm not going to argue with her.
Yeah.
It's just, it's adorable. Like, I only have one plush toy that's out in my room at the moment because I haven't finished setting it up, and it's just my giant Palmon plush. And she just, I'll send you a photo. She's just sitting there watching me. And I'm like, she inspires me to do well in my life. She inspires me to, like, go out and do things because I don't know. I'm a big baby. I like the plants. Plant Digimon go brrr. I like them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I'm counting this as Vore just because I can't remember the last time we had an episode that just didn't bring up Vore or didn't have something similar to Vore or just Digimon eating each other.
Like, I was joking when I first said Vore was a theme, but here we are.
Vore is a theme. Like, Vore's not just a theme. Vore is, like, a significant thing that is happening more than the actual plot. Mm-hmm. Like, it's every episode now. It's at least this time it was funny.
Yeah.
Like, it was, I mean, Tai Chi being turned into a fruit, that was pretty funny. But this is just like, Palmon doesn't know if she's committed war, but she sure does get some different powers. I'm very much a fan of this. I love Palmon. So Greymon then evolves to Metal Greymon, but Enemon's music disrupts the missile by, I guess, seduction. And then we also have Volcamon just sort of throwing back the nipple missile, which is something nobody else has ever tried. Just like, what if you just grabbed it and just threw it back?
You just yeeted it. Also, Bergeramon just gets team rocketed.
Yeah, yes. Which is just hilarious. Like, I don't know why, this episode is just really funny.
I wish that the season had more of this energy.
I wish all these episodes happened like 20 episodes before.
Yeah.
Or earlier, because it feels weird that we're getting the filler now. Yeah, like, this episode would have even gone well if we just slipped it in.
It could have been like episode 12. Togemon.
Yeah, like, well, episode 12 was Lilymon, so I think, like, it could have been episode like, you know what I'm saying? 9 or something, I don't know.
Like, yeah, well, I mean, it could have been whenever.
Yeah, except for the dim part leading them towards Varga. That
yeah, but I mean, like, none of that mattered.
Plot.
Oh yeah, by the way, the dim lets you get back to the plot. It's a plot coupon.
Which is kind of yay. Like, I had a feeling it would be something to do with locations, but I didn't guess that.
Yeah, it just gave Google Maps.
History.
Remember, kids, you should plug in any random USB stick you find.
This is a bad lesson.
That's what I'm saying, like, Mimi. Just no OPSEC.
Yeah, none at all. So then Mimi approaches Edamon and Volcamon and says that she and Palmon were impressed. And then Mimi asks what the King of Digimon means. Edamon says that he used to be made fun of for being weak. And then he had an anime training montage, as did Volcamon. And I'm just sitting here like, yeah, I kind of like these little flashbacks of their little anime training montages, but it would have been so much better if we saw them as, I don't know, weaker Digimon. Like,
yeah.
You know, them as children Digimon and then them as adult Digimon. Actually show some evolution. They're not just, like, always Edamon. Just show them as, like, a really weak Gazimon, then evolves into Edamon at some point. I don't know. It just
give me something.
They could have done something, but they just, I mean, there were still cute flashbacks, but I would have liked it if we had some evolution. I don't know.
A Gazimon with a microphone would have been a really good one.
And like a Monsemon plush toy still.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Like, have a Gazimon crying, like clutching a Monsemon plush toy. That's what I want.
Yep.
I mean, it's sad, but like, Gib. So Mimi and Palmon get blown away by Edamon and Volcamon's music, and then Palmon then runs off and shakes her maraca at them, says Amigo.
We should be clear that this is literal, not figurative, blown away.
Yeah, like, yeah, she's literally, like, not just like, wow, the music's really good. No, that she's like, wow, the music's really good, but also I'm flying through the air.
Yeah.
It's just something that happens. So she absorbs the maraca, and then Mimi gets Palmon to evolve, and we get to see that Palmon is just straight up still inside the flower because his little feet pop out, and I'm just like, is Palmon dead?
No.
Like, I don't think we have Palmon show up the rest of the episode. Palmon died.
No.
Again.
No, Palmon's fine.
Hope so, because that'd be really morbid and disturbing in a show about war. So then we have Palmon evolving to Ponchamon, which is Palmon with the Digimental of Purity. Then Mimi drops all the Spanish she knows, which is like, amigo, jalapeno, hola. It's kind of adorable. It's very much just like, if you got a random 10-year-old who doesn't know any Spanish or anything about anything Spanish, but knows very, you know, words that they know in passing, it would probably be jalapeno, amigo, hola. It's kind of adorable. Yeah.
Yeah, they did not drop gracias, and I'm a little surprised by that, to be honest. Mimigo.
But they're trying to, like, sing / rap in a language that they don't natively speak, so
she does really well.
Yep.
All things considered.
I forgive it.
Mm-hmm.
I forgive it. Even though she bored Patamon, I forgive her. So then we have Ponchamon fighting Edamon and Volcamon, and Koshiro points out that it's not Ponchamon's power, but she's just really grooving. Like, it's just the episode of Evangelion, and yes, it's time for that Evangelion reference this episode. It's just, it's Dance
You're
Like
welcome,
You Want to
Anthony.
Win, I think the episode is called, which is just the That's what they're doing. Like, it's just, instead of, like, fighting, they're just dancing around the moves, and they end up punching each other in the face because they both punch her at the same time, and she moves. It's great.
Or he moves? The subtitles, at least very specifically earlier in the episode, call them out as "Hey girls," and then go, "You're the king." And you know
girls, but that's a mood. Says girls can be king if they want.
This is also true. It's good on a lot of levels.
Mimi's queen and Ponchamon's king. That's fine. It's great. I don't know. I love it. So she just wins, and then we have Volcamon and Edamon being just huge Palmon fans now, which is just like the biggest mood. Like,
yep.
I'm so glad they decided she that Palmon groupies. Was the best. Like, the writers just really, 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 really like Mimi and Palmon.
You know what? She deserves it.
Yeah. Like, at this point, I'm still like, we're not going to get any other split evolutions, even though we got one here, because it was Mimi. If it was somebody like Koshiro,
I'm expecting at least one, probably two more.
At this point, I think we might just get one per kid, including the ones we've sort of already seen for Takaru and Hikari.
That might be. I could also see Takaru maybe getting one extra.
Wait, what's Hikari's, like, slide evolution or whatever?
Holy Drummond. Yeah.
We've not seen that yet.
We've seen it in like posters, and we know that she just has that.
I was going to say Skull Nightmon.
Oh, yeah, Skull Nightmon too. Which works.
That's Dark Digivolution.
Yeah, but
I doubt that'll ever be accessed again.
But it's still split evolution.
I don't think that, why can't I think of this week's Digimon's name?
Ponchomon?
Ponchomon is ever going to show up again.
I hope he does. I
hope she does. I want him to show up in every episode.
With Koshiro being like, oh, yep, it's just because of the epic rap battle that this happened. I think they were cluing us in that this is not going to be part of the rotation.
I guess I'm fine with.
It's there.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my inference.
These slight evolutions are one-offs or not.
So far, we have not repeated any.
Except for Pegasusmon.
Well, I guess that's true, but...
Yeah. They kind of use Pegasusmon as like an interim to become.
Yeah, Angemon. Like I don't think Pegasusmon is going to come back regularly now that we have Angemon again.
I think he might just because he can be ridden.
Yeah, like it might happen, but I don't think it'll be like the. I don't think there will be a battle where we go, oh yeah, for tactical reasons, I should go Pegasusmon.
I mean, I can think of like, you know, Zero Two. As Evie said, like Pegasusmon flies, and I feel like that could be useful in certain battles.
Although, so does Angemon.
But
not horsey.
It's true.
But also, I just like Pegasusmon better.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing. I just, you know, I'm talking about what I think will happen, not whether or not it should.
It'd be a shame, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, we get the battles done, and everything's back to normal, and Koshiro finally gets the data from the DIM. I'm glad that the data for the DIM took the entire episode. It just feels so weirdly plot convenient. Like, oh, it works now. Oh, whoopsie. Anyway, so it's a map. But it also shows the landscape from the past as well, and they now know how to reach Varga. And we just have Edamon and Volcamon running after the Komodomon now. And in the Digimon Encyclopedia, we get Golemon. And Koshiro wonders if Golemon wires can be used to knit a sweater, which is probably the weirdest thing he's ever said. But at least he's not mentioning grabbing pillows to ride on them anymore. I don't know, that was weird.
Yeah, it was funny the first couple times, and then he just like really had an obsession with it.
Yeah, and then it got weird. Anyway, so now that we're done with the synopsis of this episode, let's move on to the discussion. So what were our highlights this week?
The whole thing.
Mimi.
Yeah.
Palmon.
I'm just happy we just got like a slide evolution or split path evolution for someone who wasn't the main characters. And also like, even though it was spoiled to me, before I saw the spoiler and then when I saw the spoiler, I was surprised by it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ponchomon caught me completely off guard. Like, yeah, it was literally jaw-dropping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was expecting like, Koshiro to just spit some straight facts again, and no.
Yeah.
I don't think straight facts have as much power as you think they do in this show.
I don't know. What about gay facts? Yeah. I don't know, we're literally going toward fake news.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going towards major corporations.
Yeah.
That just sort of dominate the market with a monopoly.
But well, like, and the villains have repeatedly used fake news to evolve, using the words fake news.
I guess. Yeah.
Just Devimon.
And the facts... spitting the straight facts has been effective, like,
twice,
at least. Yeah, so that,
two or three.
That is a good point.
I feel like Digivore has more,
Like, that's also true. There are multiple themes.
Than straight facts.
Digivore is just like, I don't know. Digivore is forever. It's every episode. It's
forever.
Forever. At the start, I was like, hey, that's really interesting. They're going to address the Digimon eat each other to evolve and adapt and survive. And then every episode was like, Digimon eat each other.
Have you noticed that we have this theme? We noticed that evolution is a thing we should mention.
Yeah, which is kind of good because they mentioned that, you know, evolution is happening in this episode. And again, like, back on the topic of Ponchamon existing, if you were to say, okay, like, before I got spoiled or watched the episode, if you were to say, okay, Palmon gets a different evolution this time, who do you think it would be? I would say Bansho Lidimon. And if I had a second guess, I think I would probably still say, like, Palmon, Togemon X, or Palmon X, or Lilymon X, or one of the X antibody Digimon, or, oh, it's Lilymon flower cannon mode with a bazooka. I don't know.
I mean, honestly, like, I thought we were just going to get Rosemon, and just it'll be a normal evolution episode.
But if it was, like, I think this is just how last episode was an extra Koshiro episode, but Chumon got to evolve with the Digimental of Knowledge instead of Tentomon. This episode was just like Palmon gets to evolve, which was surprising, but I would never have guessed Ponchamon. Like, I would say, oh, maybe it's a new Digimon, like, or Ultras mode, Sagittarius mode sort of thing. But no, I would not have guessed Ponchamon, even though Ponchamon looks great.
And so, yeah, Digimon World 2003.
I just still can't believe makes it the best. That the tequila knuckle wasn't the tequila slammer.
I want the dub to make it, but I don't think the dub would do that.
Yeah, I don't think the dub will allow an alcohol reference.
What about if it's just called, like, a suicide shot, which I think for memory is just like, oh, you know, well, a tequila
I don't think they're
going to
say the,
like,
word suicide either.
Well, Magnemon's attack is like jihadi attack or something.
What?
But anyway, so a tequila slam is when I think you lick the salt and then you bite the lemon and then you take the shot of tequila. A suicide shot is you snort the salt, you squeeze the lemon in your eye, and you take the shot.
Well, that's terrible.
I hate it.
Yeah. I know, I hate it too.
Here, I just thought you were talking about when people mix a bunch of sodas together.
No, that's like King's Cup or something. No, I'm talking about something classier, when you squeeze a lemon in your eye. Anyway, so university
Here's
was a really awakening experience
for me. Squeezing a lemon in your eye, kid.
I'm screwing my eyes up. Just imagine.
Yeah, well, the tequila slammers taste good, though. Like, there's something about the salt and the lemon that just tastes really good. Like, that's good, but would not recommend squeezing lemon in your eye. That's not tasty.
It's not healthy.
Unless someone's going to vore your eye. I don't know. Anyway, any other highlights?
I love that they just did Etamon, but better.
Yeah, Etamon was really good.
Yeah. And also, not necessarily evil, just wanted to be the best.
Mm-hmm. Like no one ever
no
was.
No one ever was. King's Touch Rod.
Yeah. And Volcamon being there is cool too. And I like the Garzimon dressing up as Etamon. I like Garzimon. And there's just a lot to like about this episode. And also, Palmon is just adorable. Palmon existing.
This episode's just, it has such a weird energy to it, but it's so just like infectious.
Yeah. I
it's like the Powers Go Haywire episode in like superhero series.
This feels like a Code Lyoko episode.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've not seen Code Lyoko.
That's a shame.
Well, I mean, I think it's because I took up the Evangelion reference. Quinn had to make the Code Lyoko reference.
It's true.
But yeah, do we have any other highlights? Because I just sort of enjoyed the whole thing. Like, I didn't have any particular highlights other than obviously being just surprised with the fact that we got a split path evolution that I just did not expect.
Mimigo. Just
oh, Mimigo. Yeah.
Go, Mimigo. Know what they say. I just loved Yamato in the background, and that just persisted
that
throughout the whole episode. It was just like, where is Gabumon?
Oh, and Tentomon too, doing the stand-up routine.
Oh, it's funny.
Yeah. Any other highlights?
The music was really good, actually.
Yeah, we didn't get, like,
there was some new music in there.
Yeah, we didn't get any, like, evolution music that's just a track, but we got background music that seemed something it seemed something new.
Yeah, like it felt like, I don't know, specially made or something for the episode.
Which makes it works really well. It's a good choice of episode to do that with, honestly.
Yeah, I just like music, So having a music-based episode is really, really cool.
Yeah. And also, it wasn't just straight up like Princess Karaoke. This wasn't an episode that we could just say, oh, well, this happened, something similar happened in Adventure. Nothing, the only thing that's similar that happened is Edamon existing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like they took bits from Adventure, but they actually improved on it and like took it a step further instead of just
I really wish that this were the standard for the season.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Betamon. Yeah, not but to be confused with Betsumon.
Choshinka.
Or Betamon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neither of those, please.
Any other highlights, or are we ready to move on to lowlights?
Oh, what was I going to say?
I don't know. What were you going to say?
I don't know. I was going to say it, and then I didn't.
Well, I can see that. We'll hear that, rather. Shame.
My brain
stopped.
Must be
a lemon I squeezed in my eye.
Mm.
It'll come back to me in, like, 10 minutes.
It'll come back to you when we're in the lowlights.
Probably.
I don't have any.
Yeah, my only lowlight is the fact it was spoiled to me, which isn't the fault of the show.
Yeah.
Just blame Reddit.
Yeah, I'm just going to blame Reddit.
That's usually a good strategy for, you know. Yeah,
my lowlight is Reddit existing.
Mm-hmm. That's just true every day.
This episode was, I could say, again, it's not something that's unique to this episode, but the fact we're getting it now feels weird. And also, like, I felt like we didn't get any character moments in this episode, and I do like character moments. What? It was just kind of like Mimi being exciting. Like, or excited by things, but it wasn't like we didn't... I want to learn about her personality and her as a character.
The Digimon had more character than they've ever had, because they were just so panicked and confused.
Oh, yeah, I love that, and it's the same how last episode we had Garbamon having a personality. Like, it is really nice how we have other Digimon having personalities, and this episode has not just Edamon and Volcamon having personalities, but the partner Digimon had personalities too, except for Patamon, who just floated off and got bored. But, we didn't get,
that fits Patamon's personality pretty well.
That
just
is
being
true.
Kind of helpless.
And being eaten. But, yeah, I don't really have any lowlights. But I just really like this episode, and I just wish it wasn't spoiled to me, because I feel like I probably would have enjoyed this episode more.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, favorite character? Mine was Palmon, because of course it was. Palmon was great this episode. Evie?
Etamon. Etamon just gave me, like, Saitama vibes. One Punch Man.
Which is great, because, like, and also, like, it's just nice that we get Etamon having a personality that's not just, like, he's Etamon.
Yeah, like, they just took the Rockstar stuff and made it make sense, because he wasn't a villain anymore.
I like that. And
then they compressed it into one episode instead of, like, a whole arc.
Yeah, we didn't need 10 episodes on Edamon, which is probably for the best. I do hope we get Metal Edamon later, though.
And it's the same one.
Which is kind of the same.
What if Volcamon and Edamon Jogress to make
Metal
Edamon?
Oh my god, please.
And they do become the king of Digimon.
Yeah.
Meanwhile...
If we never see him again, that's what happened off screen.
Palmon and Patamon Jogress to become Ponchomon.
Also, they were gay.
Yeah. They're boyfriends. They were like co-kings. They realized that if they get married, then they can both be king.
It's true.
Yay!
Plus, then they can just sign all of their emails, or, you know, good morning, kings.
I like that.
See? Perfect.
I want that. But, like, I don't know. I like this episode. But, yes, sorry, Quinn, who is your favorite character?
So I'm still kind of torn between Mimi and Palmon, and I think just to diversify, I'm going to say Mimi.
That is a fair. I was going to choose Mimi, but I was just like, oh, Palmon, though. I was going to choose Ponchomon for existing, honestly, but, like, at that point,
we'll
that is just Palmon.
That, but yeah.
Oh,
so
you didn't send us notes, by the way.
I did not. I'm the worst.
No, that's not true. You just forgot to send notes.
Yeah, while I'm doing that, I gave this episode a 5, because of course I did. Would you honestly expect me to give it anything else than a 5?
Get spoiled. Honestly, enjoyed it less than you would have, still gives it a 5.
Yeah, well, honestly, I was thinking about giving it a 4, because I did enjoy it, but then when I was thinking about, like, like, the only reason I think I would have given it a 4 is because I got spoiled on it, so I had to adjust it for the fact that I would have probably given it a 5 had I not been spoiled. But with the spoiling, it was like, oh, it's like a 4, but nah. I'll give it a 5 just because it was
a good
episode. It was something. It earned it. And it also, it would have surprised me. So if I hadn't read spoilers. It did surprise me. Seeing the spoiler did surprise me, but it's not as enjoyable as actually watching it. Like, that would have been really cool. And I would never have that moment back.
There'll be anyway, surprises, I hope.
Hopefully. I'm doubtful because I don't have any optimism at all. But hopefully. Evie,
I mean, Air, that is objectively not true. You are one of the most optimistic people, even in the face of defiant evidence that you're wrong.
Yeah, well, sometimes I'm just like, but what if I'm, what if wrong? I'm like split optimism. I'm just like, is the glass half full? Is the glass half empty? The glass is a glass. It's got something in it. Like, it's got liquid at some point. Anyway, Evie, what is your rating?
I'm going to give this a 5. Just cool. Like, it's just flawless. It was just fun throughout.
This is like in the running for best episode of Digimon.
I'm guessing that you also gave it a 5, Quinn?
I was going to lobby for 5.5, to be honest.
Okay, I'm going to put an asterisk by it, which means that if we ever actually have to adjust the scales, this one can actually be a 5.
Yeah.
Same with, I think that was the same sort of story for episode 34 and 32.
I would agree with
those. Speaking of which, yep. 32 was the only other one that we all gave 5s to. So episode 32 was Soaring Hope. Do we think this episode is better or worse than Soaring Hope?
I would say better.
That is a really hard one because I really liked Soaring Hope.
You're making me choose between Patamon and Patamon being forward.
Patamon again, but being forward.
Oh, that's so tough. Mm.
I think it might be better because it's more of a surprise, but also I really did like the episode that Pegasusmon was in. In my own ranking, I put this in 4th place, so just under Leon Blossoms, but actually talking about it, I think I might put that higher, but I'm not quite sure. It is very hard because this episode was quite good.
I'm going to put it at the top of mine.
Yeah, I assumed because you said it was the best, which is good because that means that the last episode, for some reason, started taking a screenshot instead of moving that down. I've forgotten how to use computers. I didn't use computers all weekend, and now I just forgot how to use them. So that's a really good thing that it's now at the top, because last episode was at the top too. So if
two in a row is very rare.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't had that since we have episode like 16, 14, 15, and 17 all clumped together in our ratings, basically. Mm. But it is rare that we get good episodes. Evie, are you still struggling?
Yeah. This internal conflict's very difficult.
That's valid.
It's a very hard one.
I've got to put it second place.
Okay, so
It's not taking the top spot. I just can't.
Okay.
I can't let go.
You're allowed.
I think that I also think that it's very close to Soaring Hope, but I am also probably going to keep it where it is in my ranking. So overall, that makes it in second place for the rankings, which is a pretty good place because it's up there with episode 32 and 34 and 14 and 15 and 12, the good episodes, which I hope you noticed 10. That most of these were a long time ago.
Yeah, like here again, God, 10, 20 episode time skip. Please.
Yeah, like, it's down the bottom. Like, I feel like it's just a chunk of the episodes that we had for a long time. But it's really nice that all of a sudden we got some good episode, and I really hope that next episode is also good. It has Petaldramon in the next episode, which is exciting.
Yeah. Ooh.
Also, it's interesting to note that the which Digimon is it next time is Bergamon, and Petaldramon's going to be in the episode, and Petaldramon was in the Bergamon episode of Frontier.
I think that's just a reference.
Yay, reference.
That's a reference. That is such a nice little reference. And
it is.
I don't know. I like Petaldramon showing up, by the way. I hope it's that Petaldramon is also a good guy and gives us good advice.
Oh, God, he should know Namon.
Oh, please.
Who should also be there?
Please. Anyway, so we'll move on to our questions. So first up, we have Raiden via Gmail, who says that they are curious when I said that I was enjoying the series, as they had no motivation to watch the newest episode a few weeks ago. While some episodes have been enjoyable, they felt that there hasn't been much plot or character progression, and yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And Raiden wonders if we've noticed this lack, and yeah, we definitely have, and that's definitely why I'm rating some of these episodes like 5, because they are on their own scale. If they had like the same amount of characters...
This is not the all Digimon ever scale.
Yeah, this is the this series of Digimon. Then again, we do have episodes that do stand out as good. Like this episode and last episode, for me, at least.
Last episode was fine. This episode was really good.
Yeah, which is good. I'm glad, like... It's been a long time since we all agreed on an episode, which is nice.
That being said, there were definitely points where if I were not podcasting, I probably wouldn't have watched some of the episodes.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of episodes you can skip or just replace with a synopsis. Like, the entire Devimon arc, like, that can be summed up in about maybe 2 paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not everything a very about exciting falling off 2 a paragraphs. Cliff. Oh, that I would just skip that, to be honest.
Yep. You don't, it's maybe a sentence. They fell off the continent.
They just went to a different continent. I wouldn't even say how or why, because it's just not important. Nope. Eldoradimon also Leomon was died. There.
Leomon's fine.
Yeah, I think Leomon died. He's never coming back.
No!
I don't know. I feel. Anyway, Raiden continues to say that they really did like the last episode because it was an interesting take on Garbamon and Chewmon. And yeah, I think that's why I liked it. It was like, and same with this episode. It's nice when we see Digimon who have previously been bad guys be kind of just like...
Wait, yeah, can Sukumon digivolve into Garbamon?
I think that's what I said last week. I was like, imagine if this is just Sukumon who evolved.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. I really like that. Also, I really like... Garbamon has become like a Digimon actually like now because of the last episode, which is really strange because I don't really like the Poo Monsters because that's kind of the idea.
Yeah,
you're not
much.
Meant to like them. But I really want his tattoo. Like, I think that'd be a really cute little tattoo, but also people would be forever asking me, why do I have a tattoo of a roach cut in half? It'd be weird. I'd like it though.
And you'd anyway, be like, because I'm a garbage monster.
Because I am. But Garbage Man was so good in that episode. Anyway, but that was last week's episode. But we do have some more comments about last week's episode, so maybe I get to talk about my love for Garbage Monsoon. First up on YouTube, we have Sleek Emu7, who was we were mentioning the Atmon characters and who they were each based on, and they've found it. So Haru is Hal, as I mentioned. We have Ray, who is, and I'm going to mispronounce this, Ray Kurzweil, who wrote a book about AI singularity. Eri is ERI, a medical systems AI. Eugene is Eugene Gustman, who is a chatbot. He's the AI used as the Turing test, which imitates the 13-year-old boy. So that was the, I mentioned, that's why it's Eugene last time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then next we have Astra, who is a software to organize digital broadcasting service, acronym Advanced Streaming Application. So that is interesting that they're all, I was fairly certain that they were all, but I couldn't remember anybody other than Eugene, and I couldn't remember what he was in a reference to, and Hal being Haru, and also I being literally just AI.
Yep.
Hers is the most obvious,
it's pretty
I think.
Lazy.
Yeah. Then Sleek Emu7 says, seems
also
like the next
Watson.
Episode is about Adam.
IBM.
Also Watson, yeah.
Yep.
That just the name. But anyway, so Sleek Emu7 then continues to say that it seems like the next episode, as in this music episode, is about Edamon Volcamon having a rap battle of sort, hoping Edamon to appear in it, be friends with them, and arguing who's the best singer. But because Atmon doesn't appear in this season is not helping, hoping that Atmon will appear in new seasons, Bandai could just make them as subspecies that are more advanced than Digimon. I am hoping for an Atmon Dim for the Vinyl Bracelet, just because I feel like it would really work really well, because it's a similar sort of concept, and I just...
Yeah, I was very surprised when they didn't do an app for Atmon.
I mean, they did an app for Atmon, like, in Japan, and it worked with the app chips, like the Atmon chips that came out, but it wasn't like a wide release.
Right,
I don't
like
think you can't even get it anymore.
A Digimon raising app would have made I guess an Appmon raising app would have been a money press.
Yeah. And also just like, there are so many great designs in Atmon, and there are so many that don't even show up in the show. Like, they clearly put a lot of effort into designing these characters. It's kind of like...
I really wish that the 3DS game had gotten translated.
Yeah. It's a good game. Like, it's just... But I also really like Atmon. Like, that's not a surprise there.
Yeah.
Next, we have Seth, who says that they really like this episode too. Koshiro and Taichi are a great pair when they actually interact, and they much prefer them to Tai and Yamato. They prefer the main two when they're next to literally anyone else. And they said they're excited for next week, as in this week. And they wonder if it's like all of the chosen children showing up at once. And yeah, it was. It was actually everyone was in this episode.
That's true. This is one of the rare episodes that is not a separation arc.
Yeah, which is kind of great. Like, no one said, hey, I'm going to go like look for food now. Or, hey, I'm going to go do something. They just...
I need to go look for Gabuman. Sorry.
I need to go look for plot. Anyway, next up we have Child Emperor, who wonders, how did Koshiro get cleaned up after the battle? He was all dirty and now he's clean, especially after seeing the wet oil on the blue socks.
Not wrong.
And yeah, that fair point, but like, I...
Relax, it's just a show.
He was cleaned up by the script.
Yep.
Then we have Ritster21, who says that Koshiro was just super precious in this episode and... Just really like the art picture of him. And Nick, yeah, Koshiro was precious in that episode. It was a really good portrayal of Koshiro. I really liked last episode, but this episode I liked more than last episode, but I like both. I like Digimon. Surprise, surprise. All right, everyone. So thanks for joining us this time. You can join us next time for episode 44, Hikari and the Moving Forest, and hopefully I'll be less dead tired, and hopefully I won't have the spoilers. Do we have any predictions other than obviously Petaljamon, yay, showing up? I love Petaljamon so much.
Please confirm Frontier.
Can this just... Imagine this is just like Petaljamon's like corruption story.
Right?
I have no idea.
In the preview, we had things that look like also fairly certain completely new Digimon that appear, judging by the preview that we get. They just look like it's the soot monsters, like the soot sprite creatures in Spirited Away and My Neighbor Totoro.
I almost lost nerd cred by saying Howl's Moving Castle.
That had Gillian Anderson in the dub.
I've never seen the dub.
Oh, cool.
I only watched it because it had Gillian Anderson in it, because I didn't know I was attracted to women until I saw Gillian Anderson. I was like, oh.
It makes sense now.
She's really pretty.
That's valid.
I think she makes a lot of people realize they're attracted to women, to be honest. She's a very attractive woman.
That's fair.
Also, she's bi. Yay. Oh,
well, that's nice.
And she has a nice accent. I like Gillian Anderson. I don't think I've mentioned how much I like the X-Files before, but I really like the X-Files. That's why I named my dog after a character in the X-Files. Anyway, so any other predictions?
I predict that I'll never remember what I forgot.
Oh, that's sad.
I predict that Mimi will be good.
I hope that they remember Mimi continues to exist in other episodes. Like,
me too.
I think they will. She's written as a loud character, so she gets to say
They may not
than,
remember
like,
that Hikari exists in future episodes.
Except for the next episode.
Yeah.
All right. So, as I said, thanks for listening. And the link dumps will not be linked in the description because I will post it when it's up, but I'm not going to go back and add it because there's not really much that we spoke about in this episode that needs to be addressed. But also, the website's not up at the moment. And
Gillian Anderson.
I just want to play it safe.
In the link dump.
Okay. Google Gillian Anderson. There we are. There's the link dump. That was my dump being linked. Anyway. So Redbubble is still linked in the description. I don't host Redbubble, so you can still get Redbubble. And you can also still contact us and stay updated, just not on our website for the time being. So you
which
can
we
send
also
us
were
spam.
Telling you not to use anyway. Oh, I thought we were talking about the email, which I assumed would not work.
No, but I don't host Gmail either, but you can send us some spam.
Somehow I thought
if you'd like
that
to.
You had your own email. Never mind.
No. It's just a Gmail. I could set one up, but like, could I really be bothered?
I don't know. I kind of want an at Lost in Translation Mon email address now.
Maybe one day I'll set it up because I do know how to. I just don't want to.
I would just never get emails though.
You might.
That would make me sad.
Okay, if I will make it my purpose.
I would put that on my LinkedIn.
You have a LinkedIn? I should add you. I need to get connections on LinkedIn.
I don't, but I like making jokes about LinkedIn. But maybe at some point, because I do actually have to care about my career now. Ugh.
Get yeah, I care about my career, and I was like, I should probably get a LinkedIn. And now I'm just like, mm-hmm. I don't have enough connections. Everyone has connections. I have like 20. But anyway, yeah, add me on LinkedIn. I guess that's also where you can find me, on LinkedIn.
God, that's the, professionally. Air, I can't believe you just told people to add you to their professional network on LinkedIn.
If
just
people unironically. I'm a very professional person. I can do it. They can find my full name by, like, this podcast has doxed me. I don't even care about my full name anymore. I'm just talking about the
number of emails that I have gotten from random people saying, please add me to your professional network on LinkedIn.
Sometimes those aren't spam. Anyway, so you can find me on LinkedIn, apparently. So you cannot comment on this episode on our website because it's not up at the moment. And you cannot check out polls and release schedule because the website's not up. So if you do want to check us out, and I'll also probably be updating the status of the website on Twitter. So if you want to check that out, you can. It's at Translation on Twitter. And we're also on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I will also be doing a lot of YouTube videos when I have a setup again. It's kind of just my PC in this room and a bunch of boxes. There's so many boxes. I have so much stuff and I hate it. I now hate it because it took so long to unpack.
How many boxes are full of Digimon?
I basically, yes. And this Palmon plushie, which I pulled out. Anyway, so we have a discussion that went on with the Will. And we also have one in the Digimon subreddit. And, like, just spoiler, will just happen on Reddit now, so I'm kind of just salty about that a little bit. And, of course, you can review us on...
What you should do is just turn off the push notifications.
Yeah, but, like, that... Like, usually, I didn't expect anything like this to happen anyway. So you can also review us on any podcast listening app or catcher that you use. And if we see it, we'll read it out on the show. So, of course, you can donate to our Patreon account. Also, I don't host Patreon. Patreon hosts Patreon, so Patreon is still there. So you can do that. It is a bit sketch, but I don't host it, so it's probably less sketch. So it's linked in the description as $1 a month, and that gets you access to a listener Discord server, but there are higher levels for more rewards, such as notes, early episodes, and more. And of course, thank you to our current supporters on Patreon, Joe Stephen Rees, who's on one archive of our own, as Wildwing 64, which I guess is probably where you could find this episode. There's also Kaidawashi, Chisai, who I'd commissioned recently to do some absolutely wonderful art for a bunch of YouTube thumbnails, and I can't wait to start using that, and I will as soon as I start doing videos again, but I can't at the moment because, as I said, not set up. Anyway, so she is on Twitter, Chisai236, Kyle Lismet, who is a Lekmon on Tumblr, Nicholas Metal Maimon, Sam Anthony, Keith from Gone While Hunting, a Hunter Rewatch podcast, Silverhedvig25, Magnus, Lucas, Blindman, Jasonmon05, Patrick, and Jason. And you can also make one donation on our PayPal, which can be found linked in the description as well, and that's paypal.me/Edgemon. And of course, you can also donate to my Ko-fi account, ko-fi.com/Edra. I also don't host PayPal or Ko-fi, so you can still find us there too. So thanks for that. And of course, Quinn and Evie, thank you so much for both joining me and my sleep-deprived state. Quinn, where can we find you? That's not LinkedIn, apparently.
Yep, you cannot add me to your professional network on LinkedIn, but I will probably have to make one of those soon, and then I'll be salty about it.
And you have to add me, though.
Yeah, but then that would sort of dox me, and then I'd feel weird about it.
You can make it so you can like, only people you add can see you.
Oh, okay, that would be helpful. Anyway, you can find me on the Moncast, apparently, sometimes.
Yay!
When I show up.
What's the Moncast? Tell me more about that.
We sometimes talk about both Pokemon and Digimon, but other times I just show up and we're going to maybe talk about Digimon the movie.
And then it's something I couldn't show up for because I didn't have a PC set up, and also I wanted to start unpacking more, so I felt bad for not being on the episode this morning.
Oh, that's all right.
There's always next week. That is true. And there's so much Pokemon and Digimon to get through, so that's exciting.
We hit the Patreon goal for doing, like, movie and game specials every month.
Yay!
So, yay, I get to do more work, but it also means I get to do more creative episodes.
And also, you get to watch Digimon the movie, and that's good. I like Digimon the movie.
It's been years.
It's a good movie. I really, really like Digimon the movie. I like all the Digimon movies, to be honest. There are some I like more than others. Like, Revenge of Deoboromon is a good one.
It might be difficult to find a time for the three of us. That's not our usual recording time. But I don't know. We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
I'm still like, thinking about co-hosts and special guest ideas and stuff.
Just talk to yourself. It'll be fine.
No, it won't.
Well, I have to go to the bathroom enough. For about a half hour, so I would like to call
this.
Let's finish.
Let's wrap this up. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. And again, thank you to Evie and Quinn for joining me. I'm going to go probably still unpack more boxes and probably maybe bath if I allow myself to. But I should probably do more packing.
You should put a poncho on your cactus.
I need a mini poncho. I need to get a mini poncho now. I'll get like one of those ones you have on dolls. But anyway, we should wrap up. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.